Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live on this Monday morning. And Julie, we remain on Apple $3 trillion market cap watching. Apple shares up about 0.2%, really knocking on the door of that major milestone.
Yes, they are, but not quite there. They need to gain about 1.9% on the day, or 1.9% from Friday's close over the next few days to get to that milestone. It's interesting because we do have a new call out on Apple today that is helping fuel that little gain that we're seeing. It's from JP Morgan, which has now the highest price target on the street on Apple shares. 210 is where they are setting that price target. And it has to do with the replacement cycle tied to 5G specifically. Those analysts are saying that 5G, the iPhone 5G, has the potential to attract more than a billion non-premium Android users. So interesting there, because I think of, again, sort of anecdotally, of Android users being pretty entrenched and iPhone users being pretty entrenched. But this suggests that maybe you could have some migration here, Saz, which definitely would be a needle mover when it comes to iPhone sales.
Yeah, if you can get off that Android platform and get into Apple, I mean, come on, really. I mean, the iPhone is where it's at. Let's just be honest here. But look, let's keep in mind here that this push towards Apple's $3 trillion market cap comes alongside, or even before, the company's earnings in a few weeks, where there is still a lot of concern about the demand right now for the latest suite of iPhones. I mean, we saw a couple downgrades several weeks ago on those fears. So I do expect Apple will cross that line. The real question is how much long can it stay past that $3 trillion market cap into the company's earnings in a couple weeks?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, and of course, some of that demand question is tied in with the supply chain questions for the company. We keep getting sort of conflicting reports about what Apple is telling its suppliers about whether to slow production or speed production, whether customers then are waiting on their purchases because they're not confident they can get a new iPhone. That's what some of the reporting has said as well. So, you know, it's hopefully we'll get some more clarity around that when we do get the next earnings report from Apple. And then there's the whole thing about the car and going down the line, whether that is coming and whether that is priced into the stock. So going to be fun to continue to cover this one.